time to catch up with the CEO of Mount Alexander Shire, Darren Fuzzard. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
I see the good news, mate, is that the mighty Carlton have cemented a place in the eight. Unfortunately, it's the bottom eight, but...
I'll tell you, Robbo, my wife says there's good in everything. And what I found is good about Carlton's form is I've got at least another half an hour in my weekend back because I don't have to watch the last quarter anymore.
Mrs. Fuzzard's obviously a very smart woman, that
and,
is for
and
sure.
You've saved yourself a weekend when the finals are on as well, haven't you?
So
that's good. Yeah, that is true.
So what's going on with the council as far as COVID-19's concerned?
Well, like everybody, we did have to make some changes to our service again. So our council offices are temporarily closed to the public, and we hope, like everybody else, we'll be able to reopen at 8:30 a.m. on Friday the 4th of June, but we'll wait and see what plays out. So that applies to the Civic Centre, the visitor information centres, and all of the council venues, including community and recreation facilities, other than our parks and our reserves and our playgrounds, are still open for outdoor exercise, and the public toilets are still open as well. Even though the doors are closed, staff are still delivering essential services, and they're also available for customer service queries on the phone, over email and online, which our residents got very used to in the last year or so. Go back to those habits, please, and we'll do our best to help you out if you need something from us.
Do you get any information from the state government about whether things are going to change, or do you just have to wait like the rest of us? You'd think it'd be good for you to know, really.
It really all happens all at once, Steve. Everybody finds out together. And, and you can understand that. They've got to make some pretty big decisions with short time frames. So, no, we find out like everybody else, Steve, and try and respond as quickly as we can. I will mention, if I could, just also, for anyone who does need to get tested, just remember that CHIRP Community Health is there, and they have expanded the hours for the drive-through service that they've screening service that they've got. And that will actually be open. It's open throughout the 7-day circuit breaker, but it's operating today between 10 a.m. and midday. This morning. So if you need to get a test, give them a call 5479-1000 to make an appointment, and keep an eye on the CHIRP. Everybody around here knows CHIRP, Steve. The CHIRP website for updates on when they're available and open.
Okay. Now, improvements on the way for Harcourt's Avenue of Honour.
There are, and I think your news picked this one up, but just a little bit more detail about that one. So this is Harcourt's historically significant Avenue of Honour. That began in 1919 when the community got together at a public meeting and decided to plant 26 cedar trees to honour the locals who'd gone into World War One. And clearly they did a good job because it was exactly 100 years later in 2019 we were doing an inspection of those trees to check on their health and discovered that there was a bit of work needed to try to keep them there for as long as possible from now on as well. So a variety of works. We've got pruning happening, soil aeration, mulching and protection of them, which includes putting in bollards so that we don't have people parking their cars right up against them, which is great for the shade, not so good for the trees because it compacts all the soil around the trees and actually can lead to them dying earlier. So that work, it does actually include, also removing one of the trees, and we will replace that tree with a younger tree, of course, but there is one tree that's come to the end of its life and becoming unsafe, so we need to do something about that to keep everybody safe. And we're hoping to start all of that work this month, if we're allowed to. And a big thank you to the Victorian Government who did give us $25,000 towards that project. And also to the RSL Castlemaine sub-branch who've given their support and guidance.
Says that you seem to have signed on with many other Victorian councils to VECO. Could you explain that to us?
Yeah, thanks, Steve. We're pretty excited about this. This happened a couple of weeks ago, actually. But it's the Victorian Energy Collaboration, and there's 46 councils involved in this. It's the largest emissions reduction project by local government in Australia. And what it means for us is that we will now have 100% of our electricity use being serviced by 100% renewable energy. So that's all of our streetlights, our public toilets and facilities like the Civic Centre, the Castlemaine Town Hall, all our community buildings and the Castlemaine Library. So that's pretty exciting stuff. We will start in that contract on the 1st of January 2022. So we've got about 6 months to go yet, but we're in. And from then on, zero emissions electricity for all of council-managed operations is where we'll be at. So very happy about that. That's obviously a significant reduction of greenhouse gas emissions each year, but it also means significant savings on our electricity bills. So we're very happy with being able to do the right thing as well as save some money for the community as well. So very excited about that project. And that'll go for 9.5 years, that contract.
Wow. Excellent stuff. All righty. Well, Darren, as always, good to catch up. Good luck, and I hope that that outbreak of soft tissue injuries in Carlton, the old pretendinitis, I hope that, and I believe there's one bloke's got a torn cartilage as well. So I wish them every success. have yourself a great week, mate. We'll talk next week.
I'm glad I support the Demons. They're top of the league.
Oh yeah, look at you. Yeah, don't hurt yourself when you jump on the bandwagon. And
no, when always been a D's fan. Mate.
Yeah, always. Yeah, indeed. Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, joining us on the Wake Up Call at Gold Central Victoria.